Hachette Audio presents Bloody Rose, written by Nicholas Eames, read by Catherine Fenton.
Chapter 1. The Monster Market. Tam's mother used to say she had a wild heart. "It means you're a dreamer," she'd told her daughter. "A wanderer, like me."
"It means you ought to be careful," her father had added. "A wild heart needs a wise mind to temper it, and a strong arm to keep it safe." Her mother had smiled at that.
"You're my strong arm, Tuck, and Bran is my wise mind."
"Branigan? You know I love him, Lil, but your brother would eat yellow snow if you told him it tasted like whiskey."
Tam remembered her mother's laughter as a kind of music. Had her father laughed? Probably not. Tuck Hashford had never been much for laughing, not before his wife's wild heart got her killed, and never once after.
"Girl! Hey, girl!"
Tam blinked. A merchant with whiskered jowls and a fringe of yellowed hair was sizing her up.
"Little young for a wrangler, ain't you?"
She straightened, as if being taller meant seeming older.
"So?"
"So?" He scratched a scab on the bald crown of his head.
"What brings you to the Monster Market? You in a band or something?"
Tam wasn't a mercenary. She couldn't fight to save her life. Oh, she could fire a bow with passing skill, but anyone with two arms and an arrow to spare could do the same. And besides, Tuck Hashford had a hard and fast rule when it came to his only daughter becoming a mercenary and joining a band.
"No fucking way."
"Yeah," she lied. "I'm in a band." The man cast a suspicious eye at the tall, skinny girl standing weaponless before him.
"Oh, yeah? What's it called?"
"Rat Salad."
"Rat Salad?"
The man's face lit up like a brothel at dusk.
"That's a bloody good name for a band. You fighting in the arena tomorrow?"
"Of course." Another lie. But lies, as her Uncle Bran was fond of saying, were like a cup of Cascar whiskey. If you're in for one, you're in for a dozen.
"I'm here to decide what to fight." "A hands-on sort of woman, eh? Most bands send their bookers to handle the finer details."
The merchant nodded appreciatively.
"I like your edge."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?